And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How are you?
Great. So it sounds like we got some letters about the story we discussed last week about Barack Obama opting out of a publicly financed campaign.
That's right. We had several listeners who thought the story needed a little more depth. Matthew Gerbasi in Los Angeles summed up their issue.
Your report on the public financing did not mention that Senator McCain first opted into public financing to secure primary race loans and then reversed his position to opt out of public financing. And only after Senator Obama could not come to a compromise with the McCain campaign regarding a deal on public financing did he opt out, just as he said he would do. Where's the Obama flip-flop? It appears McCain is the true flip-flopper here.
Carolyn Covini of Syracuse, New York, wrote in about our Monday economic segment. That day, we talked about rising food prices and how the increases could affect the health of African Americans.
You missed an opportunity to discuss the good nutritional value and relative low cost of many frozen vegetables and protein sources from plant-based foods. Your guest mentioned, quote, black diseases that have a high correlation with poverty and obesity of any color, hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol. Low literacy, and specifically low health literacy, carries a terrible cost to these folks, and a fair number of them would benefit greatly from a major public education campaign to improve their daily food choices.
Last Friday, you interviewed author Terrence Dean about his new book discussing how many black gays and lesbians in the entertainment industry keep their sexuality a secret. B. Carlisle in Syracuse, New York, wrote to say he felt the segment lacked historical perspective. My first awareness of homosexuality was followed by reading James Baldwin. No reference was made to this, which I think, in the context of this program, would have been a reference for listeners. I appreciate some of the discussion, however, a little historical perspective helps us better understand the present.
And finally, we got a letter about our sports blogger segment. Last week, they talked about Tiger Woods' win in the U.S. Open despite a leg injury. Tiger is now taking some time off the green. Lynn Porter in Lenny, Pennsylvania, wrote us this. I just wanted to disagree with the comment that people who watch golf are really tuning in to see Tiger Woods. All three of us here who watch golf regularly comment that we want to see someone else have a chance to win. I think it will be interesting to see golf without Tiger. I enjoy his play and hope he recovers quickly, but I would like a little variety.
And that's it for letters. Thank you for writing, and please keep your comments coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.